to the Mop Show. I'm Mason on Business Startups. Q here. This is how I do things. Big ideas for small budgets. Let's get to it.
What's happening, guys? This is the Mop Show, and I want to talk to you about, do you even business, bro? Many years back, a very good friend of mine said to me, does your business pass the bus test? And I said to him, what the hell does that mean? He goes, does your business pass the bus test? If you got hit by a bus tomorrow, what would happen? I remember thinking, oh, that's a pretty smart phrase. And I looked at my business and I thought, well, I do, you know, payroll, I do the staff schedule, I do the social media, I do the marketing, I do the stock ordering, I do the, you get the general principle. And I think for many out there who run their own business, a small business, you're probably thinking, ah, I know where this is going. And so it's very important that you take some time, if you run a business, to have a think about this phrase, does your business pass the bus test? If you've got a business that's there to provide for your family, and something happens to you today, tomorrow, God forbid, how are you going to provide for your family if you're about to throw them under the bus themselves by making them suddenly learn your business? And the reality is you didn't grow a business to trap everyone in your family into that if anything ever happened to you. You grew a business to provide for yourself, to create opportunities for yourself, to have a different life, to have a different way of life, and to, you know, perhaps get things you didn't have when you were younger, whoever. You know, we've all got different motivations. But a very, very simple test is, you know, does your business pass the bus test? My friend Sal, when he said to me, he goes, does your business pass the bus test? And I looked at it and I thought, no, it doesn't at all. And I wrote down, and he said to me, I said, so how do I, you know, move on from this? He said, well, write down every single task you do on a daily basis, you do on a weekly basis, you do a monthly basis, and you can keep three separate sheets, and then, you know, so that you've got the whole cyclical process. And make sure that those things encompass how a business should be run. So if there's things that you're neglecting, maybe it's marketing because you're doing too much, you know, we'll put that in there because it's very important that a business has these things in place. It doesn't need a big marketing budget, but it certainly needs the free stuff being done. Maybe you're not doing it because you're too busy. And I always thought, well, you know, how, you know, I can't make it ready for the bus test because I can't afford to take on, you know, extra people. And he challenged me and said, well, look, you're never going to grow into a bigger business if you're still thinking like a smaller business. So I challenge you, start thinking how you can outsource those skills. Maybe you've got staff who aspire to be more than just, maybe you're on a shop. So my business was retail, and I took on a member of staff in a store called Canterbury. The store was a small shop, so it's still a small shop today. I love the shop, actually, to be fair, because it's not a massive space and my rent and rates are cheap. So we're in a position where we don't have to do as much revenue as a bigger store might have to do to make the same amount of money. I like it because it was the first, you know, of my type of business in Canterbury. And the chap who started working there, his name was Freddie, and he come there and he originally had he was on a management trainee scheme with, I think it was P&O Ferries. I'm sure he'll correct me in the comments, on P&O Ferries. And he took on the role, and it was to sort of work your way through the company and get different experience in different departments. Anyway, no sooner had he started working for the company than they said, oh, we're scaling back that management scheme now, but you can carry on working in the canteen there serving soup, you know, beans up on a tray. So clearly that, know your audience, guys. And he thought, well, I've got, you know, this isn't for me. And he was a vapor, and I have a vape business. And he put the job advert out, and he replied. And his job application was personal. He'd written a cover letter. And I don't really look at CVs, if I'm being brutally honest. I look at what goes with the CV. I do look at CVs, but it's not really what I make a decision on. I pick out applications that have well-thought-out, interesting cover letters that show me that person has taken the time to write a personal cover letter to me about my business and trying to meet what my needs are by presenting what their value of proposal is. I do that for everyone. I don't care if you've got a degree. I don't care if you've got a BTEC or an NVQ or a master's. I don't care. There are certain roles in life that I understand you have to have those, doctors, lawyers, whatever. But for me, there's some amazing talent that are coming out of school and don't have those qualifications. And in fact, sometimes it's a smarter move. Rather than get yourself in 20, 30, 40 grand's worth of debt and postpone learning business and life skills until you're 22, 23. Why not go and do an internship for someone for a few months and consider that being unpaid for that period of time or that low pay is your investment? Anyway, so there's tons of great talent out there. And when he was working in the shop, I said, well, this is your opportunity to be a manager, a bit of management experience. You are managing yourself pretty much and one part-time member of staff. But this is your domain. Anyway, Fred's very efficient, very good at operations and admins and things. And I needed to have a PA. And so my friend Salvin said, does your business pass the bus test? And so it occurred to me there was a lot of tasks I was doing on a weekly basis that I could do more things to grow the business, like go and spot new shops, if I had someone else doing these tasks. So my wife said, well, look, why don't you get yourself a sort of a PA or an executive assistant, someone that can take on some of those roles, do them properly, give them some experience, give someone in your business some experience at doing something outside of their comfort zone so they can feel they're getting development, but at the same time freeing you up to do other things. And also, if you're not around and go on holiday, or if you get ill, there's someone there to pick up the reins. And it meant starting to make my business bus testable. Now, that doesn't mean there's the vision and the strategy there at that stage, but it just means some of the day-to-day tasks, like people getting paid their wages, like staff rotas being done, stock being ordered, so the shops have got things on the shelves to sell to customers and keep customers happy, those would be done. And where before I was thinking very binary, well, I haven't got anyone to do these roles, I have to take someone on, but I don't pay myself enough money, I don't pay myself as much, and I could probably earn more if I had a job somewhere. And so I got caught in this position where I was, and I used the phrase in a recent podcast, stepping over a dollar to grab a nickel, penny-wise, pound foolish. And it wasn't until I thought, well, hang on, I don't have to have a whole new person in. I could have someone doing some of those roles and reward them more for that. So it was kind of, it wasn't one or zero, yes or no. It was start to farm out those tasks, which is something that you probably could do in a business if you've got people there who aspire to being more than just what they are. They want to grow, they want to develop. By helping you, you're actually helping them. And you'll find there are a lot of people who love that. And those people are the ones that grow and help your business grow long term. I've been very fortunate. We found a good number of those people. Sometimes the role's not right for them. You get them into a role. I've got a couple of people in my head right now. You get them to do one role. It doesn't work for them. But they're honest. They're loyal. They're hardworking. They're diligent. And you like them around. And so you find another role that fits them. And that role does work for them. Where some businesses will just bin them off. I always think if it's hard to find decent people in life. It's hard to find decent friends. It's hard to find decent partners sometimes. And the workplace is no different. So if you've got someone that's loyal and works hard for you, and you can have an honest discussion with them about one of these tasks you give them, and maybe it's not right for them, I'm sure there'll be another opportunity that will be right for you. So you haven't got to just bin people off all the time. But so this is a good way of thinking, okay, how can I start to make my business bus testable? And then I thought, it wasn't until a bit another year down the line when Freddie had started to become swamped, we thought, actually, we need to take someone on specifically to start doing these roles. And what that meant was, while it meant I having to pay an extra salary out that I felt I couldn't afford, now I look back and think, I couldn't afford not to have done that. I can't imagine I'd be in a business today that's 10x where we were there if I hadn't done that ever. So by having the ability, and it's my vision that helped start the company. I'm not going to sound arrogant saying that, but I know where I want the business. I know how I want the business to be. I know what the core values are important to me are. And the business is very much not just my vision, but people who have aligned visions. But by spending my time focusing on doing a pay run, by collecting cash and depositing at the bank and counting £10 notes and £20 notes, nice problem to have, by spending my time ordering a product, it meant I wasn't spending my time looking for new shop locations. I wasn't spending my time helping grow our marketing, helping grow our social media, helping grow our website. And I look back now and think, I wish I had the time then, because now we're only just starting to make headway in our social media. We're only starting to make headway with improving our website. And it's been 4 or 5 years into the journey. All that time that was lost because I spent my time doing things that were working in the business, not on the business. Had we been doing YouTube videos 5 years ago, our YouTube channel would be probably the biggest in the vape industry in the UK. As it is, we're getting some great traction. We've got some great video we've been producing. Our hits are going up. Our engagement's going up. We're getting on page one on YouTube for some of our videos. But we're 5 years behind because I spent so long focusing on working in the business and not on the business because I thought I can't afford to take someone else on. And the truth is most businesses don't make money straight away, particularly big businesses. You've got to be cash sensitive. You've got to have cash controls. But if you have the attitude of never investing in something, you're not just not investing in another job. You're also not investing in you. and your family and your legacy and your ability to grow the business. So passing the bus test phrased to me was so much more important than, you know, what happens if you got hit by a bus tomorrow. It actually made me look at the business and think, well, who else is helping me grow this business? So I took a look back at the company, and we took on people to start doing things like accounts and management accounts. By having someone do that now means we can go and raise capital from, you know, financial lenders, because we can show them the proper books and accounts that I would never have had time to do. By doing that, it means I can go and drive to another county, you know, for a day and check out a shop location and measure it up and meet a franchise. It gives me time to do video content. It gives me time to do blog content. And I look now further and I still think, how much of these tasks am I still doing that I could probably farm out to other people? But that's, for me, what the point of this podcast is about, is does your business pass the bus test? And if it doesn't, you've got to ask yourself why. What are your aspirations? What are your goals? Do you plan on growing this? Do you plan on just having a short-term business that gives you a career? Fine. It's a career for you then, isn't it? And it's not necessarily a business per se. But if your business doesn't pass the bus test, do you even business? You need to make sure that that business will still operate if anything happens to you. A good friend of mine last year had a heart problem. Out of nowhere. Out of the blue. And it threw an awful lot upon him to have to do. He had a number of businesses and people to manage, and he was very much working in the business, not on the business. And in the last year, he's spent a bit more time having a capable manager around him who's able to allow him to focus on other things. And he still has his issues, and we all do, and I still have my things. I probably work too much. You know, today I wrote a blog, today I'm doing video, today I'm, you know, doing probably other things that are unnecessary to the business in the long term. But, you know, I like to keep my hand in. But the crux of the matter is if I got hit by a bus tomorrow, the business would still run. I'd still have a business there for my family. And by taking myself out of working in the business, but working on the business, on new projects, means the business has been able to go from where it was when I had this conversation and we were doing 500,000-600,000 a year, to where it is now, where the brand is doing 4.5 million, 5 million a year, has a wholesale business that's growing, it's picked up franchises, we're opening new online websites, we're opening a new brand for a completely different retail offering. You can't do that if your business doesn't pass the bus test and you're still spending your time doing the cash roll, the pay run, and every other small minutiae of job that you could farm out to members of staff and give them the opportunity to self-develop themselves and make themselves feel better about themselves. So that's it. Ask yourself this question. If you've got a business, does it pass the bus test? Because if it doesn't pass the bus test, all you built is a job. And with the amount of stress that comes with running a business, wouldn't you be happier just working for someone else then? That's it. Hope you found this useful. Hope you found it insightful. Do you even business, bro?
Thanks for listening to today's show. Check us out online, themobshow.com. Check us on Twitter, @the_mobshow. Always chucking out bits of advice there. And follow our journey of setting up a CBD shop in the cannabis space. Instagram @localCBDshop. Or you can find ourselves on Instagram, @the_mobshow.